Brent rested it on a metal chair and watched her roam it with her eyes. A gust set it and the strips of bright fabric on her belt loops fluttering. He realized that they hadn't exchanged names. He liked the way she put important things first and left trivialities for last. He was glad he'd come.
Brent says he likes the way the painter puts important things first and leaves trivialities for last. Well, if important things come first, then I guess trivialities must be unimportant things, right? As far as Brent is concerned, things like names are not as important as the stuff that he and the painter have talked about. Remember when the painter was telling Brent about that composer, Arcangelo Corelli, and how amazing it is that people still listen to his music hundreds of years after he wrote it? Then she said that the darkness swallows most of us up. I think the painter was talking about death. When some people die, they just disappear. But people like Corelli live on through their work. That idea really stuck with Brent. He was obviously thinking about it when he decided that his whirligig would stop Leah from being swallowed up. I think what Brent learned from the painter is the value of creating something like art or music. Even after you're dead, your creations live on. They continue to touch the lives of the people who enjoy them. Let's go on to the second paragraph, page 127. It starts, "It reminds me of those Tibetan flags."
It reminds me of those Tibetan flags that flap in the wind, sending out prayers. She flicked a propeller and admired the sea glass. It's a one-man band for the eyes. Bravo. Thanks. Brent cleared his throat. Actually, I was wondering if I could put it up here, if you wouldn't mind. You don't want to keep it? I can't, and I made it to be here in Maine, by the coast. He stopped before he said more than he wanted to. I'd be thrilled and honored. Her eyes sparkled. Where do you think it ought to go? They strolled her grounds and toured her garden, discussing sights and a dozen other topics. An hour later, Brent had removed a decrepit birdhouse from a metal pole and mounted the whirligig in its place. I promise you no birds used that house, said the woman. And when it goes to the dump, it might be just what some sculptor needs. They were drinking lemonade on the porch, both of them facing the whirligig and the long view up the coast. Cicadas droned in the sultry air. Now tell me, or don't, you've a perfect right not to. Is the woman someone real? I noticed the name.